Hello, volleyball fans, and welcome back to another Continental Volleyball Conference podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Dwyer, and this week I will be bringing you the latest conference action, everything from game recaps to AVCA rankings and upcoming matchups. This week's rundown kicks off with the Fontbonne Griffins, who took their home court for the first time this season. Unfortunately for the Griffins, their home court debut saw their six-game winning streak come to a close as they fell to Mount St. Joseph on Friday and Saturday. Their overall record moves to 6-5. For the Lions, the two wins upped them to 4 wins in their last 5 contests. The team hit 323 with Alex Voland leading the way with 22 total kills. And last week's Player of the Week, Luke Eschenbaugh, followed up his 123 assist performance by totaling 50 assists in the matches. Mount St. Joe's bumps up to second in the CVC West Division, posting a 10-5 mark overall. The Dominican University Stars had a busy week as they played in 6 matches. 2 wins came out of it against Bard and Vassar. The 7-9 Stars' top performance of the week came against Bard as they hit 400 with 41 kills and just 9 errors. MSOE dropped a pair of matches last week to Carthage and Lakeland. The Raiders struggled to keep the ball in play as they had 16 service errors. They fall to 3-9 on the year. For Carthage, the win against the Raiders added to their 2 wins against CVC foes Dominican and Lakeland. The Redmen's offense was on fire as they hit 427, 346, and 362 in the contest. With the perfect 3-0 performance, the Redmen move up to number 6 in the AVCA rankings and post a 9-5 mark in the CVC. As for the Lakeland Muskies, they finished splitting the pair of matches this week, the 3-0 loss to Carthage and 3-0 sweep over MSOE. Alec Redlick led the offensive attack with 10 kills, and Jordan Smith recorded 29 assists, and the Muskies stand at 12-6 overall. Looking at the CVC East Division, the Stevenson Mustangs extended their winning streak to 5 after cruising to 4 wins last week. With wins over Eastern Mennonite, Marymount, Hannibal LaGrange, and Lancaster Bible College, the Mustangs moved to 12-5. After falling to Stevenson, the Eastern Mennonite Royals bounced back to defeat Carn in a 3-0 sweep before dropping the match against Marymount. In their lone win of the week against the Crimson Eagles, the 5-9 Royals hit 393 as a team with 47 kills and just 14 errors. Quentin Moore had the hot hand for Eastern Mennonite as he led the way with 19 kills, and Matt Dolan finished with 41 assists. As for Marymount, their lone loss of the week was against Stevenson as they topped Carn and Eastern Mennonite. The 5-set win over the Crimson Eagles gave the Saints their first ever conference win. Bryce Ernsberger led with 20 kills, and Tomas Kizowitz recorded 12 block assists. Unfortunately for the Carn Crimson Eagles, they opened up their CVC play with a pair of losses to Marymount and Eastern Mennonite. While Carn outhit the Royals, recording 58 kills, 21 of those coming from the hand of Ryan Garvin, the game changer was their 20 service errors. Garvin went on to have 17 kills against Eastern Mennonite, and the Eagles move to 7-6 overall. The Teal College Tomcats struggled a bit in this week's play as they went 1-2. The Tomcats' win came in a 3-1 decision over Vassar, where defense proved to be the key, as Teal recorded 10 solo blocks and 22 block assists. The Tomcats will head into this week's play with an overall mark of 9-8. Rounding out the CVC East Division is Juniata in this week's Player of the Week. Coming off a win against Teal College Wednesday night, the Juniata Eagles posted a 2-1 record this weekend. After defeating Stevens Friday night, the Eagles fell to New Paltz in a 3-0 decision. However, Juniata bounced back with a win over Vassar. The Eagles were led by Player of the Week Alex McColglin and stand at 15-3 overall. McColglin is a 6'4 right side hitter from Buffalo, New York, and was an offensive powerhouse for the team as he recorded double-digit kills in all 4 matches. The junior totaled 50 kills on the week, averaging just under 4 kills per set. Nicole Glenn also produced defensively for the Eagles as he added 14 total digs and 11 overall blocks in the matches. McCoglin is the Eagles' second player to be named as CVC Player of the Week, as Paul Kuhn was the first to be given the honor back in the first week of play. Coming into the season, Juniata was named number 3 in the AVCA preseason poll ranking. Since that ranking was released on January 16th, the Eagles have continued to stay towards the top of the rankings, and with their 3-1 performance last week, the team maintains their number 2 ranking in the AVCA. Joining Juniata in the AVCA rankings are Carthage College at number 6, the Lakeland Muskies at number 9, and Stevenson at number 15. These four teams have held strong and represented the CVC in the rankings for the 5th consecutive week. Looking ahead, McColgan and the Eagles will work towards that number 1 slot when they take on Stevenson, Karn, and Valley Forge this weekend. The Saturday match will be the second of the weekend for the Karn Crimson Eagles as they face off with Teal College on Friday night. For number 15 Stevenson, Juniata will be their opening match of the weekend as the Mustangs will then take on Teal College and Greenspring on Saturday. In addition to the games against Karn and Stevenson, the Teal College Tomcats will round out their weekend of play against Greenspring. As for number 6-ranked Carthage, they will take on CVC foes Fontbonne and Mount St. Joe's this Friday and Saturday. After competition against the Redmen, the Fontbonne Griffins will return to the court on Saturday to face off with the Dominican University Stars. This matchup will come after Mount St. Joe's and Dominican's Friday night game and will round out the weekend of play for Carthage, Fontbonne, and Mount St. Joe's. The Dominican University Stars will then host the number 9-ranked Lakeland Muskies on Wednesday night. For the Muskies, that will be their lone match of the week. The Eastern Mennonite Royals have a busy weekend ahead of them in New York as they'll take on the City College of New York, Lancaster Bible College, Polytechnic, New Jersey City, and York this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Marymount will also be in New York for a busy weekend of competition as the Saints will compete against New Jersey City, York, LaSalle, and Polytechnic. Marymount will then play on the road Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evenings when they travel to Springfield, then Harvard Ivy League Digital Network, and end with MIT. And rounding out this week's upcoming games is MSOE, as the Raiders will play host to visiting Siena Heights this Friday. As always, you know you can check in right here at www.thecvc.org for all the latest conference updates and live footage of the action. While that wraps up this week's rundown, make sure you tune in right here with me, Danielle Dwyer, for next week's podcast. But until then, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at SIDCVC. And until then, have a great week.